You two look like you're having fun. Sexy costumes always make for a good time, don't they? Trust me, sweetie. He's not interested in your pleasure. Be careful not to fall for those bedroom eyes. Well, I guess it's too late for that. You're already begging him to fuck you. I call you pathetic, but I made the mistake myself. Hard to resist that charm, isn't it? If only I had known. I wish you could actually hear me. Believe me, I'd warn you if I could. He's a monster, babe. Don't let his good looks fool you. If you only knew what he did to me. If you only heard my screams that night, you'd run. You'd run away and never look back. I'm sure you remember, don't you, good sir? Want to tell this sweet little girl about the night I took my last breath? No? Too much of a coward? That's all you really ever were, wasn't it? I know that you can hear me, even though she can't. You've been trying to ignore my voice all night. You can try all you want. Kissing her won't make me go away. I'll still be here when you're done, you fucking coward. After all, you took my life because you were too afraid that I would tell the truth. You just couldn't stand the idea of the world knowing what you really are. But I still know. I'll always know. And I'll never let you forget. It's funny. You would have been better off had you let me live. Had I lived, I would have kept quiet about it. Shy little old me wouldn't have dared accuse Mr. Perfect of such a heinous crime. I guess death changes a person. I always thought that I would be able to forgive anybody that hurt me, but I can't forgive you for what you did. I'll never be able to. Not now. Not ever. Not that I even think you deserve it. I don't owe you forgiveness. I owe you nothing. And the only thing I'll give you is revenge. You see, that's why I'm here tonight. I'm going to give you what I think you deserve.
And you'll have no choice but to take it.
There'll be no more ignoring me, darling. You ready for some fun? Well, too bad, because it's time to play. I just need to ask your girlfriend a quick question. Sweetie, mind if I borrow your body for a moment? I promise you'll get it back once I'm done. I just need a host for a while I play with him a bit. Thank you for sharing. I promise not to rip your lovely costume. No, the only thing that I want to rip is his heart. And don't worry, I brought my own knife for that. Speaking of which, hello there, darling. Are you finally going to pay attention to me now that I'm in your girlfriend's body? That's right, love. It's really me. Miss me? Obviously not that much, since you didn't bother attending my funeral. What? Too busy with your adorable little girlfriend? Oh, don't worry about her. She'll be back in her body, safe and sound by morning. Always so worried about what other people will think of you. I wouldn't be too concerned with that. I wouldn't be concerned with what she'll remember. I doubt she'll notice anything is amiss when she wakes up tomorrow. No, no. I'm much more concerned with what I remember. Get back on the bed, you pathetic little cunt. No, no, darling. There is no use trying to run away. You may have been more powerful than me when I was a girl, but
Isn't it funny how death makes you so much stronger? Now, let me just pin those pitiful little wrists of yours back. There we go. Oh, stop struggling. Oh, ow, it hurts, doesn't it? Well, I can hit a lot harder than that, so I advise you keep still. See? What did I tell you? See what happens when you don't listen? Now obey me before I make it worse. And worst of all for you. That's better. Open your eyes, darling. There's no use trying to hide from me anymore. I'm right here, the girl you raped and left for dead. There's no more denying it. Open your eyes now. See me? It may be her body, but it's still my eyes. See? See what's left of me? Oh, is it making you cry? Does it hurt so much that you finally have to face what you did? Shh. No. The time for apologies is over. Now it's time for revenge. You see, I want you to feel every bit as powerless as I felt that night. And I think I know just how to do that. No, you're still hard. I guess that means you want me to fuck you. No, not you to fuck me. I'm gonna fuck you. Isn't that right? No? Well, you thought that my wet pussy meant I wanted to fuck, remember? So this is only fair, right? Well, I think it is. Oh, you can say no all you like. I still won't hear it, just like you didn't. Oh, shut up. You don't deserve to be heard. Stop your pathetic crying. Now hold still so I can ride you. I said hold still. I keep telling you, it's gonna hurt more if you struggle. You don't get a choice, darling. I'm gonna fuck you, and you're gonna take it. Do you understand? Good. I never did get to enjoy your cock that night, so I'm gonna enjoy it now. And it does feel good. Too bad it's attached to such a pitiful man. Oh, stop crying. Tonight is not about your pleasure. Tonight's about you learning that you have to take whatever you give. After all, you have a little bit of a debt to pay, don't you, dear? And I'm here to make sure that we're settled up. You can call me a bitch all you want. I really just don't care anymore. You see, I know that I'm not a bad person. I know that I didn't deserve what you did to me. Had I lived, I might have thought otherwise. But now that I'm dead, I can see the truth. And the truth is, I was innocent. But you, you deserve everything that's going to happen to you. You hurt me in ways that nobody would ever dream of hurting you. You hurt me even though you could have stopped at any point. You hurt me and never felt any remorse. At least until tonight. Tonight, it's your turn to scream. Tell me, did you cry when you saw my lifeless body lying there in front of you? No, be honest. I'd hate to have to slap you again. No, you didn't? And did you think about stopping even once when you heard me screaming no over and over? You fucking lawyer, I said be honest. You didn't. I guess I was never that important to you, was I? And if I don't matter to you, why should you matter to me? why shouldn't I just take whatever I desire from you? Like this? Or do you think you're just so much better than me? Do you think that you deserve more? Well, you don't. I'm taking everything I want from you tonight, and you will not stop me. Are we clear? You better answer me. Is that understood? Good. And now guess what I want from you? Answer, baby. It's so much fun for me when I can hear you, when you guess what I want. Your cock. You do feel good, but don't flatter yourself. I've had better. If you hadn't killed me, I'd hardly give you a second glance. No, I want justice, and there are only so many ways for the dead to get it. I wish that I was the type of person who didn't want to, you know, bleed or for there to be blood, but I can't. Can't any longer. You killed the part of me that would have had any compassion for you. But the rest of me still lives on as a ghost that longs to make things right. And that requires more bloodshed. It's a shame, too, because I know your fate. And, baby, it's horrifying. Once I kill you, my anger will finally leave me and my spirit will be able to move on. No, but you won't be so lucky. Your soul, this one right here, is destined for something far worse than wandering the earth. I'd say poor dear, but I don't really care. Shh, hold still, darling. There's no reason to get upset. You know that it had to happen sooner or later. And can you truly say you don't deserve it? No? Then what are those tears? Are you still just sorry that you got caught? You disgusted me. You still do, actually. And I should just murder you now, you piece of shit. But I've decided to be nice and let you avoid your fate for a few more minutes. I'm gonna hold this knife against your throat and you're going to fuck me until I come. Oh, and I would try to, you know, enjoy it a bit if I were you. It will only be a little bit of pleasure, and that will be the last pleasure you ever experience. Or would you just rather I slit your throat now? No? Well, then you better start fucking me. Oh, that's it. Faster. Oh, enjoy it while it lasts, darling. I promise that you won't get this where you're going. Harder, you little cunt. Unless you want to go there early. How does it feel? How does it feel to know that you have no power? I get to decide. Me. Get to decide what you do with your fucking body. I'm in control. Totally and in complete control. And I... Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm gonna come. Don't you dare fucking stop. Fuck me. Fuck me until I come. Oh, yeah, that's right, baby. Do it for the last time. Oh, I forgot how nice that is. I guess you can listen when your life depends on it. Too bad it won't matter in a minute. Yes, I'm still going to kill you. You don't deserve anything better, and you know it. Don't argue with me, you pathetic little shit. We both know that the world will be much better without you in it. But, since you were such an obedient little slut, I'll make it quick. One quick knife across the throat, and it'll all be done. Don't move. If you move, it will only make you die slowly and more painfully. Do you understand? Now hold still. I said hold still, you fucking bastard. Fine. You asked for it. I tried to warn you. It hurts, doesn't it? Well, it's going to be even more painful where you're going. So savor those last little breaths while you can. Now, I'm really not sure why you're apologizing now. It's a bit late, isn't it? I'm not going to forgive you. My spirit is already at peace with my fate, and you just need to make peace with yours, baby. Happy Halloween, darling. Do have fun in hell.